I wanted to talk about Hakea Prison, the death. Tell me, what's going on with that?
Tragedy and travesty and devastation and a sea of grief for the family. It just breaks the heart, and as you've gathered, it's slowed me down from the rapidity of voice that I generally have. Sometimes I feel like just breaking down and crying and wailing, that this is how we within the human family treat each other, maltreat each other. The family had been crying out for support for weeks. They had reached out extensively to many. Obviously, they had reached out to the department, to superintendents, and they got no response back. They had forewarned, the mum in particular, had forewarned, had screamed out that her child was at risk.
Mm.
And he was highly at risk, and he was at Acacia when the riots occurred, and the department, if they've got any expertise within that, would have known inherently that he was at risk. And it smacks of previous losses, of the loss of a young man, 19 years old, who was a friend of this young man too, and both would have been 22, still around, who was lost at Acacia a couple of years ago. And not long after that, Megan and myself went into Acacia to do 9 months of restorative work, and in those 9 months we took suicidality, self-harms, to a record low, and went beyond that remit and got as many as possible released, supported with whatever through care we could give, and lives transformed into training to employment, to education and the like. And we involved our brother Mervyn Eads from Nullarmiah Aboriginal Corporation with post-prison training to employment, and others too. But Megan was reached out to by the family, and the only avenue she had, because we were locked out because of the class action to over Banksia Hill,
mm-hmm.
the Department of Corrective Services, the government doesn't want to deal with us. They're hostile. Many in the department do want to deal with us, do want our restorative work in there, do want ways forward, but they're encumbered by other influences above. So they're not listening to us, and that's cost a human life. But they're not listening to anyone, and that's cost a human life. They're not listening to the mother. How dare they not listen to the mother? Megan did contact immediately the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme, but the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme failed to contact the mother and failed to be able to report back. But the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme isn't really First Nations any longer. It's controlled by the Department of Corrective Services, the Department of Justice, instead of being an institution in its own right, or with the Aboriginal Legal Service, or with the First Nations institution, rather than the instrument that it's supposed to be a check and balance against. And I can say that there are many who have left the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme, and one brother who worked in Acacia, who was an Aboriginal Visitor Scheme worker, he's walked out.
Mm.
He's walked out of Acacia and the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme because of the loss of this young man.
Mm.
Because he tried to visit them after the riots when they were in what is called the punishment cell.
Yep.
And he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah. Megan.
No, it's absolutely devastating. It's so hurtful. And, you know, we have spent some time with the family. I did, in fact, get a message from the mum on the 12th of March. And the message said that her boy was in trouble and that he was being mistreated at Hakea Prison. As Jerry alluded to earlier, part, and because we believe of the class action, even though I'm on the Suicide Prevention Task Force, some of the ones in departments are a bit reluctant to deal with me or to take advice, take a direction, and that puts us at a loss. So the mum did reach out on the 12th, and as I mentioned, she did say that her boy, rest in peace, was being mistreated in Hakea. The only course of action that I had was the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme. And the mum rang the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme, and then she came back to me and said it was being dealt with. 14 days later, he's no longer here.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely tragic. And I know that for a fact because I was the one that basically made that referral through to the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme.
Yeah.
But, you know, it places a whole number of questions about the way that we're being treated in Western Australia, where you've got 1 in 12 Aboriginal men in prison today.
Yeah.
The mere fact that there was riots up at Acacia Prison, the mere fact that many were transferred out of that particular prison after the riots, Grenith, Hakea, Casarina and the likes. But this young man, and it's been reported on, where he was self-harming in Acacia Prison, and the news reported that he was in fact on the roof, which we saw.
Yeah.
What they have with Department of Corrective Services is something called PRAG. Underneath PRAG, and PRAG meet on a daily basis, they have two categorical risk groups. One is under SAMS and the other one is under ARMS. What ARMS means is the At-Risk Management System.
Right.
So when this young boy, rest in peace, was transferred to Hakea Prison, under ARMS, that's constant monitoring.
It's meant to be 24/7, isn't it?
Constant monitoring with this group that meets, and this group is called PRAG.
Yep.
So this boy, rest in peace, and many others who was either placed under SAMS or ARMS, their matters are to be discussed on a daily basis. And then they work out ways forward every single day. Now, being transferred to Hakea Prison, this young boy, Unit 1, that's a punishment unit.
Yeah.
It's a punishment unit. He needed to be in the crisis care area.
Yeah.
That did not happen. So there's grave concerns. It's absolutely ripped the community. And we know that Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody with the 339 recommendations, the majority haven't been implemented.
Mm-hmm.
The majority have not been implemented. And one of the recommendations is the removal of ligature points. And one of the other recommendations is the establishment of the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme. Now, the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme, they were in fact contacted.
Yeah, but they answer to the Department of Corrective Services.
That's exactly right. So that begs the question, is the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme best placed in Department of Corrective Services, or does it need to move to another service like the Aboriginal Legal Service? So it is independent. Otherwise, as they would say in the police setting, it's police investigating police. We need that independence. We need that autonomy. And I think that would be the best fit, especially with the Aboriginal Legal Service running the custody notification service.
Yeah. What about jury representation? Like, it's pretty obvious at the moment that, I don't know any blackfellas ever been on a jury. I've asked a few and I've never been on one. What about you guys? You seen any of that?
I've heard of one person being on a jury, but in terms of the Aboriginal deaths in custody with what happened in Northern Territory and also here with Miss Clark, rest in peace, the police shooting in Geraldton, there was no Aboriginal people on those juries whatsoever, none whatsoever. And that to me is highly classless, it's racist, it's discriminatory, it's prejudice, and it hurts our people. It's the same as there's a lot of non-Indigenous people that are going before the courts. On their juries are non-Indigenous people. So why just apply it to Aboriginal people that we can't be on juries where our people are being considered or on trial or whatever the situation is?
Yeah.
That to me oozes classism and racism, and that should not be allowed. Dr. Hannah McGlade, she's written profusely on this, on this particular matter. And Des Blurton, the vice chairperson of the Black Deaths in Custody in Western Australia, he's holding a protest up at Parliament House in the coming week.
Yeah.
Very much to talk about, dispute and protest about Aboriginal people not being allowed on juries. We've seen what this has done with many of our people right now, and it's wrong.
The only way anything's going to happen is if we keep making a noise about it, that's for sure. All right,